This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump paid tribute Monday to the nation's war dead on Memorial Day in a solemn wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington, D.C. He was accompanied by Vice President Mike Pence and Defense Secretary Mark Esper, as well as First Lady Melania Trump and Second Lady Karen Pence. Trump did not address the crowd, as in years past, and people attending the ceremony socially distanced themselves from each other by 2 meters. Some military personnel wore face masks. Later, Trump visited Fort McHenry in Baltimore, about 70 kilometers from Washington, where a historic battle inspired the U.S. national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. In visiting Fort McHenry, Trump ignored calls from Baltimore Mayor Jack Young to not travel to the city. Young said Trump's visit would send the wrong message, as the mayor has been urging residents of the city to stay at home. Young said Trump's visit was not an essential one. Memorial Day is observed annually in the United States on the last Monday in May. It honors the hundreds of thousands of U.S. servicemen and women who sacrificed their lives for their country. Afghan authorities released 100 Taliban prisoners on Monday as part of the government's response to a surprise 3-day ceasefire the insurgents called to mark the Eid al-Fitr festival. The pause in fighting, only the second of its kind in Afghanistan's nearly 19-year-old war, appeared to be holding on day two after the government welcomed the troops by announcing plans to release up to 2,000 Taliban inmates. President Ashraf Ghani has said his administration was also ready to hold peace talks with the Taliban. That's seen as key to ending the war in the impoverished country. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Monday it has temporarily suspended clinical trials of hydroxychloroquine as a potential treatment for COVID-19 as a precautionary measure. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a virtual press conference the decision came after the publication last week of a study in the Lancet Medical Journal that indicated using the drug on COVID-19 patients could increase their likelihood of dying. He added the WHO-backed trials had been suspended while the safety is reviewed. Beijing has warned the United States it will take, in its words, every necessary measure to protect its interests after a top White House advisor warned Washington might revoke Hong Kong's special trading privileges if China enacts a tough new security law. China plans to impose legislation on the semi-autonomous city banning treason, subversion, and sedition, officials said in response to months of massive, often violent, pro-democracy protests in the financial hub that happened last year. Black-clad protesters and tear gas-throwing police returned to Hong Kong streets on Sunday as thousands marched amid fears that Hong Kong's broader freedoms are under threat from China's tightening grip. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said Sunday the coronavirus could cost as many as 1 million jobs in the country, as many industries considered non-essential remain shut. The Mexican economy was already in recession before the pandemic struck, and different investment banks have forecast contractions as large as 9% for this year, with only a gradual recovery next year. Lopez Obrador's government has repeatedly said it had the outbreak under control, but it has since posted record numbers for new cases and deaths. Egypt's top medical union Monday warned of a complete collapse of the country's health system, accusing the health ministry of negligence in failing to protect healthcare workers from coronavirus. The Egyptian medical syndicate said in a statement the collapse could lead to a catastrophe affecting the entire country if the situation is not rectified. And by the situation, it meant the health ministry's negligence and lack of action toward medical staff. The statement came after a 32-year-old doctor died on Saturday after being unable to secure a bed in an isolation hospital. COVID-19 has killed 19 doctors and infected more than 350, according to the EMS. That's a body representing thousands of Egyptian doctors. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, also on our easy-to-use app. You're listening to VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.